This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. And Napoleon versus the Old and New World Orders. And Mike, you were going to talk about his code, the things that he left. Your website is tomatobubble.com, where people can get both of those books. All right, you were going to talk about the code.
The Napoleonic code was the civil laws, mainly. In many ways, it overturned the old order of things, which was very aristocratic-based. Property ownership was limited. I mean, you still had serfdom in Europe. So it did grant many rights and privileges to people that they did not have before. So it removed a lot of privileges. And then a lot of it is just, civil stuff regarding... borders okay. And sewage systems and things like that, but it was very, very innovative and visionary. And in a lot of the lands which came under French sovereignty, it still remains intact to this day. So
okay.
It's his lasting legacy, and there's not really much that people can criticize about the Napoleonic code. I mean, it was a departure from the old way of doing things.
Right. Let me share with you a couple of
emails. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, by extending the right to private property ownership, the code spurred the development of the middle class. So it was really a people's code. It also reorganized many of the little mini states and principalities and streamlined them into confederations. Really, Napoleon could be considered one of the founding fathers of the modern German state because he took 1,000 entities and streamlined them into 40 states. It was a confederation of Germany, confederation of the Rhine. And then 60 years later, it actually became the first German Reich. But he definitely left his stamp on history.
Okay. Let me share a couple of emails. This one is from a gentleman, and he says, "I think The Nameless War by A. Ramsey asserts the first move of Jewry was the English Civil War and the execution of King Charles I. It was financed by Jews in Amsterdam, and Cromwell was able to build a model army and invade and subdue the Irish as seizure of 20% of the best arable Irish land was part of the plan as it was to be used to raise money to repay the Judaic financiers behind Cromwell."
Yeah, Cromwell was the FDR / Churchill of his day.
Yes.
And, although I begin my timeline with 1763, I have to set a cutoff point somewhere.
Sure.
That's the founding of the Rothschild dynasty. You could really make the case that what happened in the late 1600s, with Cromwell being financed by these Amsterdam Jews coming into Britain and killing the monarch, and more importantly, opening the doors for Jews to emigrate to England again, because they had been expelled from England.
Right, and about 12 or something.
That really is the origin. I mean, of course, you could just keep going back and back centuries, but that's definitely the starting point of England coming under control of, before the Rothschilds, you had the Mercators and you had the Montefiores, other immensely wealthy Jewish moneylenders behind the Bank of England.
Sure.
But that's when it starts. Cromwell was a big, big step forward for the Jewish plan to destroy Europe.
Absolutely. All right, another comment. This is from Joe. He says, some alternative historians put Napoleon as an agent of the New World Order, but the fact that Rothschild England was constantly opposed to him should make us think otherwise. Why then, after consolidating France, Italy, and the Confederation of the Rhine, which he needed to oppose England, did he invade Russia in 1812 when the Tsar was also opposed to the New World Order? It squandered the largest army ever assembled to that date, 450,000 men. And then a question. Has Mr. King ever read the works by historian Dr. Maurice Slavin, S-L-A-V-I-N? And Joe says that he had him for a French Revolution class in college because he came out of retirement to teach it, and the class was very packed. And he said that they had to read the book by someone named Hausbaum for discussion. It claimed that the French Revolution was more important than the American Revolution. And when he called on Joe, the listener, for his opinion, he said that the writer was a commie. So anyway, what are your thoughts about those comments?
Well, no, I haven't read that author that he mentioned, but I would like to mention, talk about another parallel between Napoleon and Hitler, and that is the ill-fated invasion of Russia, which doomed both men. But in both cases, when you dig deeper, you learn that they both feared, justifiably so, that in Napoleon's case, Russia, in Hitler's case, the Soviet Union, were planning to break the peace treaties and stage an invasion. So they were both preemptive in nature. Napoleon had made peace with Tsar Alexander in 1807. Then in, I think it was 1811, he initiates the invasion of Russia. But he came to learn through his intelligence agents that Alexander, the Tsar, was under pressure from people within the Russian nobility. There's a lot of intrigue taking place, and I suspect that the British had some kind of connection and were playing some kind of games within the Russian nobility. Because even a Tsar cannot rule as an absolute dictator. There's always people whispering in their ear, and things like that. It's international intrigue. But Napoleon came to believe that Russia was preparing to invade Europe and reestablish dominion over Poland. So he decided to take the fight to Russia, which turned out not to have been a good idea. He came up against the Russian winter. He arrived. He made it all the way to Moscow. I mean, it just... one victory after another. By the time he made it to Moscow, he found the city was burned down. The Russians burnt the city down. They burned down much of the surrounding countryside, so the French army had difficulty supporting itself. Then the winter set in. They retreated back, and it was just a horrible retreat. They're being shot at. They're dying in the cold. So this was really the end of Napoleon's first round of Napoleon. And then he would later come back after he was deposed. But certainly the Russian campaign ended Napoleon's first reign. But he did believe that Russia was preparing to ally itself with Britain and turn against him.
Right. Okay, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Be right back in about 3 minutes.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of New World Order, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. And just recently, he authored Napoleon, versus the Old and New World Orders. We do have some callers lining up. Do you want to finish some of your thoughts that you were thinking about before we went to break?
Quickly, just to recap, I mean, this brings us to 1813. He's had the disastrous retreat from Russia. He does rebuild his forces, and he scores some stunning victories against the Prussians and the Austrians. He's won just about every battle he's ever fought. The losses are mounting. He's fighting the whole European continent. It's pretty much like Hitler was. And, of course, the limitless money of Rothschild. So it wasn't so much that France was defeated, but that they wore themselves out with this constant wars that are being waged against him. Spring of 1814, Paris is captured. Napoleon is forced to abdicate, and he's exiled to the island of Elba. He's on Elba for less than a year when, you know, some of the followers who are there with him basically get on a boat and they leave, and they start marching towards France. So he's escaped exile. The French government, now they're back under a monarchy again. They send the troops out to arrest Napoleon, and when they confront him, it's a whole army against just Napoleon and a few of his followers. He dismounts his horse, and he shouts at him. He says, "Here I am. Kill your emperor if you wish." And the soldiers respond with, "Long live the emperor," and they join him instead of arresting him, and they march with him to Paris. The king, you know, he leaves town, and Napoleon forms up another army. So the legend continues. So this was really, you can just imagine what a turn of events it must have been back then. Like, imagine, wow, Napoleon's back? What do you mean he escaped Elba? But that's what happened. And then he didn't attack or invade anybody. Once again, it was the British and the Prussians massing their armies along France's border, preparing for an attack. So Napoleon met them in Belgium, and that was the Battle of Waterloo. So, again, it's always war being waged against him. And Waterloo was a very tight-fought battle. It ended with his defeat, which Rothschild knew about in advance because of his network of courier pigeons and informants. He used the inside knowledge to manipulate the market. Then he was once again exiled. This time it was, you know, hundreds of miles off the coast of Africa to St. Helena. And he was eventually poisoned. He died at the age of 51 or something like that. And that was the end of the story. And with the downfall of Napoleon, Rothschild not only eliminated him, but used the events to buy up Britain as well. So from that point on, the left just continued to gain in power and influence, and they really exploded in the 1840s. That's when Karl Marx wrote his Communist Manifesto. But Karl Marx did not establish the communist movement. It was already dating back to the Jacobins. He just kind of put out that propaganda book to attract gullible followers.
Sure.
That's how the defeat of Napoleon impacted history. It was a huge victory for the left.
Right.
And with that, let's...
All righty, let's take a caller. Let's go to Jim in Kansas. Jim, welcome to the program.
Did Spain have some kind of a claim to the Louisiana Purchase? That's my question.
Spain, I don't know. I mean, my only research in that matter regarding the subject was just relating to, France's motives for selling it.
Okay, well, now is that the arch in St. Louis, one of these guys in the funny hats, you know, that was giving us the lowdown on the Louisiana Purchase, and he said there was some kind of a secret treaty where Spain had to, give the land to France before France could sell it to Jefferson. Have you ever heard anything like that before?
No, I'll check into it.
Okay, all right.
I do know Spain at one point came under British influence, and they joined the war against Napoleon, but that was probably afterwards.
Okay, well, I'll get off the line and let somebody else talk to you.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. All righty, let's take Robert in Missouri. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. I would like to see where Mike throws the Vatican and the papacy in with this whole thing with Napoleon and his downfall at the end and all of that. I would like to hear what he said. And then I had one more follow-up about Vladimir Putin on another subject. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Well, when Napoleon came to power, one of the early moves he made was called the Concordat with the Catholic Church. It was an overture to the Catholic Church to mend fences, because during the early days of the French Revolution, the Church was really persecuted. The Jacobins were killing priests and killing nuns. So the Catholic Church was really opposed to this revolution that was going on in France. But once Napoleon took control, he was smart enough to know that, you know, Catholicism is still huge in France. I better make peace with the Church, which he did. He restored some of their property, restored some of their rights, but at the same time, kind of shifted the balance of power a little bit away from Rome and towards himself. But he did kiss and make up with the Church, and it was a smart strategic move, because it united France, because there was no way that the Catholics could have supported the early revolution the way they persecuted the Church. So he had good relations with Rome, but he was not under Rome's thumb either.
Okay, Robert, did you have another question?
Yeah, this is a segue to something else. I read your site a lot, Mike, and you know, your Putin versus Obama, the girly man, the manly man stuff. And then a lot of the other, alternative talk, and alternative hosts, and some of them even on this network, they're very leery of Putin because of this backdoor stuff with Obama and like, when Medvedev was still president, where Obama said, well, I'll have much more freedom after my reelection. And then a lot of chatter out here about Russian forces training with ours and some sort of collapse scenario. And, like, a lot of people are wondering, you know, about the true character of Putin. You know, we know, we see that he's very friendly with the Russian Orthodox Church, and he wants to reinforce family values and get people having children again, and you know, raise up the birth rate in Russia, which all seem to be positive things. Is there some? Do you have some thought or some feeling in your gut that possibly Putin and, you know, our oligarchs over here are somehow planning for something where, you know, the Russians might be actors and some sort of you know, enforcement arm when the collapse happens here? I you know, a lot of people are getting this feeling. I was wondering if you got that feeling at all, or whether you really think.
I mean,
go ahead.
You know, I'm an old cold warrior, so it took me a long time to warm up and to trust anything coming out of Russia. But there's so much that Putin has done. You know, and I realize people can do things to throw you off, but it's just so much that he's done that run contrary to New World Order objectives. I haven't seen anything that makes me question that he's not the real deal. I mean, I never put 100% faith in anybody totally, because, you know, man is a flawed creature. But you got to understand, if had it not been for Putin in the early 2000s, Russia disintegrates and is swallowed up by the West. Eventually they'll become part of NATO, European Union. And had that happened, ball game over by now. I mean, it would have been done. I mean, can you imagine, like, the former Soviet Union being gobbled up by the West? James Baker used to talk about an architectural structure from Vancouver to Vladivostok, which is the easternmost point of Russia.
Gentlemen, we do have to take a break. Robert, you're welcome to stay over the break if you have another question or comment. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Mike King, the author of New World Order, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013, and his new book about Napoleon, Napoleon versus the New and Old World Order. The website is tomatobubble.com, and we had Robert who was asking about your views on Putin. And you said that you felt that he was legitimate presenting himself.
Yeah, and the main reason I say that is because Russia was on the brink of collapse and being swallowed up by the New World Order, and he stopped that. Had he been in cahoots with the globalists, he would have allowed that to happen and then just merged the whole deal. That's what Gorbachev was up to. Gorbachev, now he was an agent of the globalists. That was his role, was to dismantle the Soviet Union, which is a good thing, of course, but then to deliver it on a silver platter to the European Union and the North American Union. But Putin stopped all that. So, you know, had that gone through, I mean, it would have been game over by now. Can you imagine, like, if all the former Soviet Union was united with the European Union and with America, everybody else would have just fell into place.
Well,
so
just
I haven't seen anything yet to make me doubt him.
Well, just because they haven't joined NATO, I mean, BP Amoco became one of the largest foreign direct investors in Russia in 1997, and it paid $500 million to buy 10% stake in the Russian oil conglomerate. And then they, in 1999, there were also other BP investments. And then you had, in October 1998, Halliburton Energy Services entered into an agreement with Moscow-based Tyumen Oil Company. And Halliburton went in and is doing quite a lot of work in there. And even up as late as 2002, Halliburton and Sibneft, Russia's fifth-largest crude oil producer, signed an agreement. And so it seems that certain companies are doing quite well as a result of the fall of the USSR. And I could go on and on.
Yeah,
I mean,
people are making money, but I'm looking at the geopolitical aspect of this.
Okay.
I just see that it is Russia single-handedly has really put a stop, at least for now, to this nonsense in the Middle East. I mean, without the resurgence of Russia, there's no question that by now we're at war with Syria and Iran and just rolling on. That's been blocked. But, you know, we shall see, you know?
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Robert. Did you have another question?
No, that's fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Robert.
Sure.
Okay, let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diana.
Good afternoon.
What a learning experience, the guest you have on. And
Guten Tag. I remember you.
Yeah, it might be worthwhile to listen to the shows at least twice or three times to catch all the information that's in there. And your last guest there on Friday, it was very informative.
Indeed.
I want to say this about the international bankers. They have a history, Rothschilds and their forerunners, about human trade. Old man Rothschild, he brokered the sale of the Hessian boys to the British crown. You know, human trade, mercenaries.
Oh, exactly, yes.
You know? And nine out of the owners of the slave ships, they were Jewish bankers.
Indeed.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
It might be worthwhile to listen to a speech Hitler gave, I think, 1934 or somewhere, where he spoke about this group of people, international bankers. They got no loyalty to any country, you know. And they're in London or in Berlin or in Paris, you know. Tomorrow they're in New York, you know. And they're basically global predators.
Indeed.
And your guest, what he said about... He compared Napoleon to Hitler. I think that's a little bit like comparing apples to oranges.
But they are both citrus fruits.
Yeah, but
now, of course there's differences, of course. But
the danger to Germany was far more imminent than it was for Napoleon. He was still infected with the old bug of empire builders, you know. And for Germany, it was a question of survival. They were being caught between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah. But also keep in mind, you know, in those days, the wholesale, deliberate, massive murder of women and children was not accepted in warfare. So,
yeah.
you know, when we speak about survival back then, it meant political survival. Had Napoleon emerged 150 years later, France would have been in the same situation. There's no doubt that they would have firebombed Paris and killed hundreds of thousands. So, as far as removing the French government, I mean, it was almost an exact parallel to removing the German government. But the difference in the survival, as you say, is that, you know, back then, I mean, Germans were faced with annihilation and genocide. And there were forces in America and British. If they had gotten their way, they would literally have exterminated the entire population, if not through outright murder, but the rest would have been done through sterilization. They actually wrote about that.
What I want to say, when we look at the history, for over 1,500 years, the area of Germany, it was time and time invaded from surrounding nations. And the population was decimated, pretty near brought to extinction. And they always picked up the pieces. As a whole, they didn't go out and, subdued nations all around the globe. As a whole,
That's the irony. If you look at history, the Germans, far from being the menace that they're portrayed as, probably the most peace-loving, live and let live people. On the planet. I mean, even going back to the days of Rome, it wasn't when the Germans pushed against the Roman frontiers, it's only because the Huns were pushing at them. So,
Right. Yeah, they've always been pretty defensive rather than
offensive.
Yeah,
they're peaceful people, a great people, and let's hope they can rise again in Europe.
As I say, a lot of things has changed in Germany. And a lot of people have been brainwashed into the new mentality.
Yeah. That is the greatest danger. You know, you could survive annihilation. You could survive having 90% of your people killed, and you could come back from that. But when the mind is captured to the extent that it is today, it's a bigger challenge.
Absolutely.
It would almost be better if you suffered a near genocide and came back from it. And to endure this mass brainwashing.
Well, they did that too.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Werner, for your phone call.
And thank you, Diane. And
okay. Thank
you, Mike.
Have a nice day. Thank you.
Great source of information. You have done a lot of homework.
Yeah.
Many of them is the ones that are spouting up in the media that they would have done their homework too, instead of repeating the lies over and over again.
Indeed. Yeah. All righty. Thank you, Werner.
Thank you.
All righty.
Yeah.
Let's take Mike in New York. Mike, welcome to the program. Oh, Mike dropped. Okay. Let's take Jim in Georgia. We're just about to go to a break, but we'll say hi to Jim, and then we'll hold him over the break. Jim in Georgia?
Hello. Okay, yeah, I'll wait. Mine's going to be a quick question, so.
Okay, go ahead and ask a question, then Mike can think about it.
My question was, why are we not receiving products from Russia like we do from the communist China, that we're not selling Russian products in this, if they have industry and making things over there? That's my question, and I'll wait for an answer. Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Our guest today is Mike King. He is the author of NWO, Forbidden History, 1763 to 2013. He is also the author of a recent book, which you can now get, and that is called Napoleon Versus the Old and New World Orders. You may get both of those books at tomatobubble.com. You can sign up for the newsletter there. And there's all kinds of really nice resources at that website. All right. What about a response to Jim's question about why we don't get products from Russia?
Okay. Well, we do get products. I think his question was not why not to the extent that we see
in China.
From China. China for years has really had an undeveloped poor economy with dirt cheap labor. I don't think that's ever been the case with Russia, even under communism days. So it's probably a question of there's more cheap labor. You know, even though the economy is developing today, it's still a lot of cheap labor available in China, which is why we see so much of that in our markets. And in Russia, you don't have that. Actually, you know, today the Russian middle class is steadily growing, and they're you know, they're doing okay. Just a question of the labor costs are still very cheap in China.
Hmm. And yet they seem to have, well, there's the very, very poor in China and the very, very wealthy. And but as you say, the labor there is very, very cheap. It's a very interesting country. It's very productive. If you were to go and fly into Beijing, it looks like a modern, you know, city in this country. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Their cities are very developed, and they've got a growing middle class. You know, it's when you go out into the hinterlands, they still have a lot of work to do.
Oh, indeed. It's really a beautiful country. All righty, Jim, did you have another question, or are you still there? Nope, I guess that was it. Okay, he's gone. All righty. Now, you were talking about Putin earlier, and actually I think that he kind of made a deal with the internationalist, and they financially rewarded him because he was quite happy to purge some of the industrialists that stood in the way of certain other objectives. For instance, the person, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Khodorkovsky, Mikhail Khodorkovsky.
Oh, with a K?
Yeah. It's just,
yeah.
And
yeah,
he was
the
manager of Yukos, and he built that company into Russia's second largest oil company, but he got it, he had a bank, Minitep, and he acquired it for $168 million when his bank first privately owned it was a privately owned bank since 1917, and it was wiped out in August of 1998. But earlier, we find that he actually got money from the Rothschild family. And when Putin got rid of Mikhail, then the Rothschilds were able to come in and take over 26% control of that company. And when you look at the activities of Halliburton over there, and how the oil company, the biggest oil company in Russia, as I mentioned earlier, merged with BP to become one of the top 10 in the world. And this merger, so there is a lot of things going on industrially there, but we just don't see.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how the Rothschilds will operate. And, like, in one sense, they'll do business with you, and that'll be beneficial to you. And then with another arm, they plot against you. They also finance and promote the chess champion Garry Kasparov, who years ago they thought they could overthrow Putin with and install him as president. And there's actually a photo at my website with Kasparov and Jacob Rothschild and his wife. So, you know, they'll do business with you, and then they have so many tentacles to their operation, we'll use another one to try to undermine you with.
Sure.
But their power is so vast and extensive, it's kind of almost possible not to rub shoulders or affiliate with them to some extent.
Okay. Alrighty, let's take another phone call. Let's take Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Deanna. Concerning Russian exports, the thing that I'm sure most Americans didn't like me, but I've learned recently, is that all during the Cold War, when Russia or the Soviet Union was the big boogeyman, you know, and there were tanks here, tanks there, everywhere, troops, that most of Europe was being lit and heated with gas from Russia. So all the while that, you know, there was this threat of war, the gas was flowing from Russia into all of Europe. So there's a, you know, most of their exports are natural resources, you know.
And weapons, too.
Yeah, and weapons also. Like, there's plenty of AKs in the United States, I think, so.
Sure, and plenty in Israel.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, thanks.
Thank you, Kent. All right, comments, Mike?
Well, I mean, the whole Cold War was...
a farce.
You know, in many ways, was like a kind of a setup job.
Sure.
Sure. To keep, I mean, not that the Soviet Union weren't, you know, had guys that had to be watched, but at the same time, our own leaders, they were able to capitalize upon, you know, holding them up as the boogeyman that at any moment is going to, you know, come and get us. So they used that, and that was a big factor in bringing the European countries together, because psychologically you have the build up this great fear of an imminent Soviet invasion, that it's easier to bring the peoples of Europe together economically and politically. So the paranoia of a Soviet invasion helped bring about the European Union. Not that the Soviets would not have invaded if they could, but you know what? It was never going to happen, not with the power of the United States there. I mean, it just wasn't going to happen.
But didn't a lot of international, multinational corporations make a lot of money during that Soviet, during the Cold War, because of the weaponization and also the Star Wars program and the, you know, the moon, the moon flight,
sure.
Fake moon flight
to justify justified massive defense budgets. A lot of people made a lot of money, so there was geopolitical benefits to having the Cold War. It was economic benefits, you know, for certain people.
For certain corporations, exactly. And,
yeah.
Because when you look at
some of this... As hideous and as rotten as the old Soviet system was, there was no threat of invasion of Europe or America. I mean, we were too strong, and they knew it, and we knew it. They weren't suicidal. But, you know, they kept us afraid, and you keep people in a state of fear. And, you know, now we have the... you know, the fear of the Muslim boogeyman, you know, accomplishes the same objectives.
Sure. And that fear became realized as soon as the USSR collapsed. The same year, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, all right, we got to plug something in. And this is what Brzezinski spoke about in his 1998 book, The Grand Chessboard. We need an external enemy in order to accomplish our political objectives.
Exactly. All righty. Yeah, a lot of corporations made money. They actually came into being, a lot of corporations, just because of the Cold War farce. And of course, we do know too that the Cold War was designed in order to weaponize Israel to fight all the It's not fighting too many wars.
Sure.
We're doing the fighting, and we are also paying for Israel's existence.
Yeah, okay. They were able to portray themselves as the anti-communists in the region.
It was
very clever.
Yes, very clever. Well, thank you so very much, Mike. I hope your book sells. Both of your books sell very well. They're both very good. So thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you, Deanna. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.